What the freak is up, mother truckers? There's so much crazy shoot happening in tech today, you might just pee-pee yourself with excitement. Heck! If you're wondering what that was all about, YouTube has innovated yet another way to make the platform worse for its creators. A large number of creators in the gaming community right now are upset with recent changes to the platform. In November, YouTube updated their ad guidelines surrounding violence and inappropriate language, stating that standard gameplay where gory injuries are present must occur after the first 8 seconds of a video or it may be demonetized. You also can't use profanities within that oddly specific time frame, but hey, hell and damn aren't swear words anymore. Hell yeah. Man, wouldn't it be weird if YouTube specifically stated they were allowing for profanity in the first 30 seconds of a video as recently as April 2021? Oh, they did? YouTube's gonna be so upset when they hear what YouTube said. Now, YouTube has made policy changes like this before, but what makes this update particularly egregious is how quietly it was rolled out. No one really knew about it until their video started getting demonetized. After reaching out to YouTube about a recent video that was age-restricted, Daniel Condren of RT Game said multiple videos, including at least one from 2020 and a private video from 11 years ago, were subsequently mass-flagged as well. This stealth rollout has become quite a bit of a trend since YouTube's experiments with upping the number of ads on a video and locking 4K behind a premium subscription. I mean, better ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
But they didn't ask for either of those.
An issue with the computer system caused all US flights to be grounded because flights getting screwed up is a pretty popular meme right now.
Also, they said a no-no word to their mom.
You can't come out for 2 weeks. Early this morning, the FAA announced their notice to air missions, which alerts pilots of potential hazards along flight routes, suffered some kind of malfunction and ordered a pause on all domestic departures until 9 a.m. Eastern time. The White House stated officially on Twitter that there was no evidence of a cyber attack. Stop thinking about it. The computers that we depend on to make sure jet-propelled tuna cans packed full of people cans can continue to travel safely through the air. They're just bad computers. They're bad. Sorry. The flight tracker, FlightAware, listed that over 17,000 flights were delayed, which isn't actually that strange based on the number of delayed flights from Sunday. Man, air travel sucks. But if you look at the number of delays within, into, or out of the United States today, it is almost twice as high as normal. And the number of cancellations is 10 times as high. Truly, this is a terrible time for air travel, but a great time for airport liquor stores.
USA!
Which brings a tear to your eye. And Microsoft is going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. The Cocoa Puffs in this scenario is AI. The company has developed a new neural codec language model called VAL-E that can mimic someone's voice using only a 3 second sample of that person talking.
Like, but it always makes them sound like they're asking a question.
Oh,
Valley
it does
girl?
It? Oh, VAL-E. That's very good. VAL-E can even preserve the speaker's emotional tone and simulate their acoustic environment.
Her face was against his breast. We have to reduce the number of plastic bags.
Number 10. Fresh Nelly's waiting on you. Good night, husband.
The demonstrations they've made public alternate between sounding like a voice changer from a spy movie and bad video game voice acting. But when it works, it very works. The tech uses Meta's N-codec audio compression tech, which compresses high-quality audio to very small sizes using AI. Apparently, it's this tech that allows Microsoft to make text-to-speech synthesis sound more realistic with very short voice samples. And that's really cool when you aren't thinking of the terrifying ramifications. The software giant has even more plans for AI, though. According to some insiders, Microsoft is planning on incorporating OpenAI's GPT into some Windows applications. Apparently, they want to use the model to make Outlook search results more accurate. Or you could just make your spam recognition better so actual emails are easier to find.
That's one of the right. Two. I still have a Hotmail account.
You could have used regular intelligence. Now it's time for the quick bits brought to you by Manscaped. They offer all-in-one men's grooming tools that have you covered from head to toe. The Performance Package 4.0 includes their waterproof and cordless lawnmower 4.0, their Weed Whacker ear and nose trimmer for tricky trimming, and their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver for your deodorizing and hydration needs. my balls are no longer dry. For a limited time, you'll also get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the Manscaped Anti-Chafing Boxer Briefs. Don't wait, go to manscaped.com and use promo code TACK for 20% off your order plus free shipping. Where'd I put those quick bits?
Have you checked your butt?
What?
Windows 7 and 8.1 are officially on their own in the updateless wildlands. Both operating systems stopped receiving security updates yesterday, and in a few days, they won't even get updates to Microsoft Edge, which I'm sure will affect many persons. Official support for Windows 7 ended 3 years ago, but businesses could pay for up to 3 years of additional support while they transitioned from 10 to 11. Microsoft didn't offer the same courtesy for 8.1 because it was bad. No one asked. The UK government has announced big internet news. Any new homes that are built must be fitted with the infrastructure to allow for gigabit broadband, but only in England. Hey, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. I guess Rishi Sunak doesn't know you exist yet. Have you tried being rich? I hear that gets his attention.
Never fails.
You flip your kilt and it's just money underneath. Mercedes is officially the first automaker to offer level 3 self-driving in the US, as Nevada has approved the company's Drive Pilot system. Level 3 self-driving, in case you forgot, means the machine can pilot the car at speeds of under 37 miles per hour and on suitably traffic-dense motorways. Motorways. Like, what are we in Europe? I had assumed that owners would have to battle their self-driving cars for control of the vehicle and that the level meant how much harder the fight would be. But this is an Elden Ring.
It isn't cool, I guess.
Yet. Yoshi P, a producer for the upcoming Final Fantasy 16,
and also Yoshi's rap name,
the P stands for producer, doesn't understand why people think that a PC version of a game will be coming out. During a live stream, Yoshi claimed nobody said anything about a PC release, and that he didn't know why people thought one would be coming out 6 months after the PS5 release. He's completely right, other than the trailer that said the game would also be available on PC, and the trailer that said the game would be available on non-PS5 platforms 6 months after the launch, nothing has been said about a PC release 6 months after the game's launch. Yoshi doesn't know why you would think that.
What's wrong with people?
That's why he's the big P. And some mad lad decided to build a meme search engine. Said lad, going by I Am Mandatory on Twitter, I thought that said I Am Mad Ladnatory, but anyways, took time out of his busy schedule of teaching underprivileged youth how to skateboard to build a tool that would allow people to search for those memes they only half remember. The system is looking for contributors to upload memes that are missing. So if you're looking to dedicate yourself to a divine cause, I think you found it. Move over, priesthood. Embrace the teachings of the memes. And you should embrace our teachings on Friday when we upload another episode from the Church of Tech Linked. Our communion is computer chips.
It hurts your teeth.
There's still one in there.
They go down rough.